Welcome to Pipe Dream Theater's production of Three Ghosts, an original musical based on Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol. During the 2020 quarantine, a time when entertainment paused and shifted, Three Ghosts was self-recorded by performers all over the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy. Please note, there will be brief, mild language. Episode 4, Future. Surrounded by the ghosts of Christmas future, Scrooge awaits his final trial.
What is this? What did you do to Christmas present? Who are you?
We are the future.
I don't want to see the future. Please leave me.
We cannot.
I cannot take any more of
this.
But I already understand. I do. I know the path I'm on leads me to many more years of loneliness and isolation. I know I must take time and change. Please don't show me. Please don't show me older and still alone.
We will not.
Truly?
We will not.
I haven't the courage to continue.
It is your only
time. Lead on. Lead on.
Rest in peace for all eternity. Amen.
Amen. Do we have a deal then, Father?
You have until dawn.
Thank you, love.
Who is that tangled in bedsheets? Why doesn't he move?
Merry Christmas to us! What was that about with the priest?
Oh, the father gives me a heads up when his soul's making its departure. Grants me the night to clear the place out.
That's sacrilege, isn't it? What possesses him to agree to such a thing?
Due to the fact I give the old father a bit of a one-on-one in a confessional. Wink, wink.
Then what am I here for? To watch you gloat?
If you please, Liza. But, more to the point, I reckon by the size of this place you could see it's more than a one-man job.
And that man is here.
Now, old Joe, this is my booty.
Quite the booty it is.
Steady on. It nor the house are for sale.
Well, in both cases, there's plenty for everyone.
Nice bits and bobs from such a stingy old penny pincher.
I spoke true, didn't I?
How are you so fortunate to find this, Mrs. Dilber?
The father on a stroll heard him cry out in the night, and good man he is came to me instead of the dogs.
She gives the father the wink wink.
But we only have till dawn.
We're not expecting any grieving family tonight then.
This bloke is alone as alone could be. Real miser he was. Anyone who might have loved him once is gone away now.
You're taking down the bed curtains with him lying there.
Well, he don't need them now, do he?
I'll take the whole bed. The marble sinks. The blessed foundation on a house. If I had me, druthers.
It's the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature is stirring, not even this louse. These stockings aren't worth even 2 pences each. Dear God, you can keep them, you son of a bitch. The children ain't nestled all snug in their beds. You've scared them right out of their heads. A hunting dog!
Why is he sleeping?
Your dad is not sleeping, he's stiff as a board.
A hunting dog! Stupid old miser, this song is your final encore.
Shiny cufflinks, me thinks they're a fortune, good sir. I'm embarrassed, I fear. Look at these candlesticks, really? You shouldn't have. They'll pay the rent for a year. I love when they die, leaving goodies behind and no family to share the tear.
A ding dong is all or it's nothing.
And nothing but broken, like I always said.
A ding dong, grateful are we, yes, our lives are more good.
Because
he ding dong died. Yes, he is ding dong dead. Aren't we fortunate now? He is pushing up daisies. We're giddy that he has just ding dong died. He is so ding dong dead.
Looks as though all of your savings won't save you, so we shall be saved by your savings instead.
The sun's almost rising, we pillaged enough for one night.
There is no such thing as enough when you're looting with no one to put up a fight. Ahoy to the shipmen, take all ye can carry, we're leaving this bugger with shine. Moving!
Aye, aye, captain, we're ready, the anchor's been raised and the wind's on our side. Aye, oh, ho!
Treasure for everyone!
Lucky are we that he ding dong died. Yes, he is ding dong. Aren't we fortunate now? He is pushing up daisies. We're giddy that he has just ding dong died. He is so ding dong dead.
This whole all of your savings won't save you. We'll happily take what you've taken and keep what you can. But you
go straight to hell.
In bedsheets, seen as nothing more than a chest of money left to thieves. That would be me. Stop! Please let go! Your hands are so cold! Where are you taking me? What is this? Where are we now? Is that... Yes, indeed. It's Freya's. Come along. This woman's heart shall warm even those hands of yours. We will watch them drink. You shall see me dance. Oh, I'm quite the dancer. I propped down the house once. Claire! What is this? Empty? Why is her house empty? Where has she gone? I didn't get to say goodbye to her. I should have. Stupid old man, why did you rebuke her? Why did you push her away? What did you think would happen? What is happening? Where are we now? Is that Mrs. Cratchit? Why is she sobbing? My God, has something happened to Bob?
Merry Christmas, my love. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, thank God. What this family would have done without Bob. What would Tiny Tim do without... Where is Tiny Tim?
I wish you had gone with me. I think if you saw how beautiful a place it is, it might give you some peace. Snow has blanketed all the ground. It sits on stones like icing on cakes. There's a black iron bench, not too far from him, surrounded by silver birch trees. It's so peaceful. Silent enough, I swear I can hear the gentle lapping of water from the Thames. Silent enough, I feel I can almost hear his laughter. I wish you had gone. I was about to leave when a goldfinch landed on a branch near me. Steadying himself on one leg, the other he must have lost to injury, but he was so healthy. His red and yellow feathers like fire in the snow. And he looked at me for a moment and then flew away. And I couldn't help but chase after him. I mean, if anyone saw me, a grown man, chasing a bird in the snow. What a goldfinch is doing here in this season. Well, I haven't moved that far since I had Tiny Tim on my back. I wish to just hear his laughter would.
God bless us everyone. This is a most splendid day. We all hold hands and offer thanks this holiday.
It's not at all the same without him.
I know.
I'm afraid.
give this blessing for Tiny Tim?
I hate you for this.
It is not us.
I hate you nevertheless.
Such a pretty bird, and indeed so rare for the winter. It must be the bird Bob told of. And this must be Tiny Tim's grave. If I had known, if there was anything I could have done. I see now, I do. I understand what I have done and what I could have done. I am not a perfect man before this night, nor am I now. Though I will strive to do better, what else can I do? You have shown me death and selfishness and grief, but you have not yet shown me. Me?
We have. You do not see.
Spare me your wordplay. The sun is about to rise, and I fear we do not have much time left. Just one kind word.
We've none to give.
Then leave me be. Why are you pointing? What is it? Here lies
every oh, one came to say the last farewell.
Are you digging my grave?
Not in the state you're in.
So I'm alive?
If you can ask, then you've already been answered.
You'd be surprised, dear friend. I'm completely discombobulated. What day is it?
The 25th of December.
It's Christmas. Why are you working?
Death comes on any day.
That it does, my dear man. That it does. Come by my house when you're done with your work. I'm having a grand Christmas feast. Bring your family.
Mr. Scrooge, sir, are you all right?
You know me.
By name and reputation. But you do not seem to be you.
I'm not. Isn't it wonderful? Merry Christmas. one day left. My list is growing. So much to do yet. Children, wait, stop. I have money.
How much?
So much. A ridiculous amount. More than I could ever spend.
All right. You need to be bragging.
I need go out and buy a feast. The best food, the most delicious treats. Take this. Pull the butcher from his home. Rattle the grocer's doors. Purchase as much as you can carry and bring it to my house. And then keep yourself warm in the house until I return with the other guests. Go, now. No, wait. Merry Christmas. Now you can go. Hurry. Bright lights, the trees, and snow. Just listen at the songs that we all know. Good morning, friends, and how do you do? Merry Christmas to each one of you.
Mr. Scrooge.
This is exhausting. Everyone's running away from me. Well, I can't be blamed. I was a bit uncivil last meeting.
Uncivil?
Wish death upon us.
Death by freezing.
Did I?
Mr. Scrooge, take a moment. Gather yourself. Here, take my coat. You must be freezing.
I thank you, but I haven't got a moment. I'm planning a Christmas party.
A party? You?
Yes, but only for today. After that, it's back to work.
Not surprising.
And you shall work with me too.
Work with you?
Yes, allocating my funds to schools, orphanages, hospitals. There are so many in need, and I have so much. Will you come by the office tomorrow to discuss?
Are you serious?
Of course. Why would you think I wouldn't be serious?
Experience?
History?
You're in the snow in pajamas?
Oh, yes. I must go home and change for the party. You and your families are invited.
Are you completely daft?
We would be honored to discuss your finances on the morrow. And I, for one, can't wait to see you at a party.
I'm Quinn the Dancer. I shall see you soon. Woo! Oh, who would have guessed giving away money would be so tiring? Oh, thrilling! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
I like to wear trousers, laugh really loud, and I can drink more than most any man. Acting like a lady, I say that poppycock. This is exactly who I am. Who are you?
I'm...
No, well, wait, I know you. Isabella!
Well, that is right, but...
Is Freya at home?
Uncle Scrooge?
Freya, my dear niece!
Uncle Scrooge, are you all right?
Better. Freya, I'm sorry I missed your Christmas dinners. I should have been there. I should always be there for you. I was a foolish old man, and I am ashamed. I would like to thank you for never giving up on me.
I would never give up on you.
I'll tell you a secret. I actually looked forward to seeing you each Christmas Eve in my office, listening to each new attempt to chisel the ice away from me. Your mother used to do the same. And you are so much like your mother.
I've missed you, Uncle.
But I must go. Come by the house as quickly as you can. Bring whomever you like, just not Topper. No. Merry Christmas, bring Topper. This is all so new for me. Oh, and can you drop by Bob Cratchit's? Ask that he and his family attend as well.
I suppose,
and
but...
And take a cab. I don't want their boy to have to walk.
Oh, yes, but...
And hurry.
Uncle Scrooge, who's coming to this party?
I think the whole city. Merry Christmas.
Through the door.
I'm home, children. Such a magnificent job. Roasted goose, potatoes, plum pudding. Is that a sage and onion dressing on the goose?
Only the best for you, sir.
Oh, marvelous. You bought a Christmas tree.
Seeing as we're in the Christmas spirit.
After dinner tonight, I shall tell you a story of the true Christmas spirit.
Is it a ghost story?
Yes, but it will not put you out of humor with each other, the season, or me. Guests! Freya, dear, Freya. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome.
Good day.
A
But where are the crutches?
There's a cab behind me. It was frightfully difficult to get him to agree. Do you torture that poor man?
Yes, I'm afraid I do.
Here they are.
And I must torture him one more time. Everyone, quickly, hide behind something. Are they coming? Are they getting closer?
What are you doing here?
Mr. Scrooge.
At my place of residence and on a holiday?
Well, your niece Freya, she asked
and
that we...
don't you think that's odd?
Well,
Mr. Scrooge?
Laura, no.
Bob, it must be said. Mr. Scrooge, this won't do at all.
No, madam, it won't. You hear? Bob's one day off at my house. The only solution I can find is he must then get 2 days off.
What?
Fine. 3. But I will go no more than 4. 5 it is. You can take the week.
Am I fired?
And now you want to talk salary on Christmas? My goodness, you're a brave man. Fine. Your salary is doubled.
Tripled.
Tripled. She's good, Bob. Perhaps she should come to work with us.
Mr. Scrooge?
Merry Christmas, Bob! Merry Christmas, Bob! Overjoyed for you and your family to spend the day here with us. Eat and drink with me as partners and friends. Then, after the first of the year, we shall return with a new approach for our work as a way to help people, including your family and especially your dear Tiny Tim.
You're funny, Mr. Scrooge.
Am I?
You are. At the very least, a better man today.
I'm fine. Time is oh so precious, this day the most, because it's Christmas, and this I vow, you and I will be like we are right now, because it's Christmas. Bless this family and those we gather to share this feeling and all that follow.
We give this blessing because it's Christmas too.
For the children, drinks for the grown-ups, light candles, light 100 candles for my dear friend, Jacob Marley!
Now we scream our souls around us with wonder, search, anticipation. Whenever you
thank you for joining us for this episode of Three Ghosts. If you enjoyed your time, please tell a friend. If you'd like to help with the creation of projects like this, please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/pipedreamtheater. Three Ghosts is based on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Book and music by C.E. Simon. Lyrics and directed by Liz Muller. Additional arrangements by Mike McEnyoti. From our cast of over 40 people from all over the world,
Colombia,
Germany,
Australia,
the Philippines,
Russia,
South Africa,
Scotland,
and the United States, we wish you happy holidays. Be safe and be good to each other all the days of the year.
I caught the eye of lightning, intelligent girl, and I thought maybe she'd like to chat. As I walked over, I tripped and felt like a fool in a play. At least I made her
you can undo the bad, and you'll never relive the good. We live and we learn, and sometimes we wish that we could.
Do not fret, my dear, and don't regret the things that haven't happened yet.
Arm in arm at any cost, but every now and then, roads may twist and paths may cross. Trousers and laugh really loud, and I can drink more than most any man. Act like a lady, I say, that's poppycock, this is exactly who I am. Well, you can't relive the good, and you'll never undo the bad. Live the life you want in the time you have.
Do not fret, my dear, and don't regret the things that haven't happened.
Sometimes hours feel like seconds, sometimes seconds take an hour. You may not get second chances, chances are
your chances now. Arm in arm at any cost, but every now and then, worlds may twist and cross, so hold on while you can.
Arm in arm at any cost, but every now and then, roads may twist and paths may cross, so hold on while you can. Think of
all the days you had such fun.
Think of all the nights you made such love. And
think of all the
life
begun,
each day as if it's your last. With love and hope as the last,
every moment goes by so fast.
And then the moment's past.